going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is going into the noon hour?
We're going to talk to Anthony in a second here, okay. But I just wanted to get this out.
Yeah.
Anthony Castrovince momentarily.
Yeah.
And Andy presses his luck too frequently, walking into
luck.
Crosswalks, thinking the traffic's just going to stop because they're supposed to. As I told him, you might be right, but you might be dead.
I am maybe crazy.
I got a text from my buddy Jeff in Cleveland who said,
"Who likes me?
I just hit two people in the crosswalk right by Playhouse Square.
I feel great
about myself now."
Not funny. You may not want to openly admit that.
That's the way these people think.
Which one? That he hit two people? He didn't hit.
That's the way people think, Andy. They're just driving. They're not looking out for little Andy Baskin.
Does anyone ever notice the crosswalks? I mean, do people actually stop?
Ask Anthony Castrovince.
All right.
He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Anthony, we're having an intervention. Baskin walks into traffic and crosswalks, assuming the cars are going to stop because they're supposed to.
Because it's law.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him, please.
No, I can't. I'm totally with him on that. I do the same thing.
Boom!
Are we going to have to bury you guys side by side or what?
Well, it's interesting how when we are pedestrians, you know, we assume so much I'm speaking for myself and apparently Andy, when I say we assume so much out of the cars, deference to the pedestrians. And then when we're in the car, our personality completely switches. And it's like, what are you doing, idiot? Why are you walking in the crosswalk?
Yeah, I think that's what the lady said when she drove around the corner to see me walking down the street. So she tried to yell at me again. She may have yelled, "I'm sorry," which would have made me feel better.
Or she might have yelled things we can't say here on the show.
I don't know. I think she was still on the phone. So what's the difference?
I'm in Scottsdale every year during spring training, and they have those Waymo driverless cars. And my dream is that one will run up and hit me, and I'll collect a nice payment from the Waymo people. But it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Is it freaky when he's? I've never seen one around here.
Your heirs will appreciate that.
Is that freaky?
It is freaky, and at one time I was laughing because I saw these two guys were really excited that their Waymo was coming, and they're going to try it out seemingly for the first time. And the one guy had his iPhone out, and he's taking a video as they walk up to the car, and they're going to get in the car. Well, all the locks on the door were employed. They couldn't get in the car. They're just standing there for a few minutes, and then the car drives off without them.
So, that's funny.
So I hope that video is out there somewhere.
So tonight, it's the big Battle of Ohio, the big grudge match. Terry Francona going up against the Guardians. He left the Guardians. He's in Cincinnati now, right here in the state of Ohio. We tried to hype it like crazy early on.
No one's on board.
Neither are we.
No one's on board.
No animosity toward this man. He took a break. Yeah. He's back in baseball. Congratulations. Guardians have a good manager. Is that about where this thing sits?
It really is. I think by the time things ended here, it was a rough final season for him on a couple of different fronts. You know, the team struggles, and he had some puzzling moves where he kind of felt like, man, Tito, I mean, it just didn't feel right, you know, and he was really hobbled, and, you know, it gotten to the point where it's just hard for him to do the job, to do the travel. And so when he quote unquote retired, it turned out to be a very brief retirement, but you know, it felt right. And it felt like, a real chapter had been established here where that was a real, I mean, tenure doesn't begin to describe it. That was a real era of Cleveland baseball, you know, and then they go on to do great things in the first year without him. And so how do you, how do you begrudge him, retiring when he did, given the state of his physical condition? And how do you begrudge him the opportunity to get back into baseball now that he's feeling better, you know? So he has a new chapter there in Cincinnati. And if anything, it just feels good to see him. You know, it feels good to see him in the dugout. And it's rivalry week, if you can say that. You're not me in MLB. I don't feel a rivalry there personally. I just feel it's good to see him. And it's a manager, so it's not like he's on the field, you know, beating the Guardians that way. So it's just kind of a different vibe.
Are the Twins, the White Sox, the Tigers, who is the Guardians' true rival?
That's a great question. It's the AL Central is very yearly dependent. You know, these teams kind of cycle through, and it was the Twins at one time. It's been the Tigers at one time. It's been the White Sox at one time. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I mean, it feels like, if anything, you kind of feel this Reds rivalry is kind of fun, right? Because it's got a little novel, a little bit. It's not a novelty anymore. They've played so often, but it is, the Ohio Cup is on the line, guys. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think the Ohio Cup is the greatest trophy in professional sports. And so
they couldn't remember. They couldn't find it for a while there.
Yeah. Well, it was a doorstop.
They lost it.
Well.
Yeah.
Probably it might be the favorite thing I've ever written was the search for the Ohio Cup, where we uncovered it in the basement of Progressive Field. But so I'm going to step out of the division, just say the Reds, just because there's no consistency in the division as to who is their most bitter rival.
You know, it is in the division, and Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. What is in the division, at least through 27% of the season or wherever we are, four of the top six records in the American League.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I love Bob Nightingale, but he tweeted something last week about suddenly the AL Central, you know, is hot. And it's like, hey, they contributed, three division series teams last year. So you got to give the division some respect at a certain point. I know that, you know, the White Sox had a historically bad year last year, and that definitely played in the records, but not as much as it used to, you know, with the now the schedule's more balanced and not as weighted towards the division. If anything, I think we saw that, you know, vying for those three playoff spots brought out the best in those clubs, where they were able to go into October and perform at a high level. So you're seeing that again this year. You know, it's really fun to watch. I think these clubs are built differently, but they're built right. You know, I think the Royals deserve a lot of credit for the way they've completely overhauled their pitching in the J.J. Piccolo era and the Matt Quattaro era. And, the Tigers had to do it a different way last year, where they were really short manned on the pitching side. But now that is a really deep club pitching-wise, and the lineup is way better than anticipated. So they're a real force in the American League now, and all the better from their experience of going on that wild run at the end of last season. And we are well familiar with the Guardians and just, you know, making it work on a tight budget and routinely just churning out quality teams, you know, they just teams that generally don't beat themselves. I think that's the big, the big thing here.
It's been kind of fun to watch and see guys grow as the season started, especially because the offense was, was not a lot of fun when the season started. And now they're starting to percolate. Yeah. And Manzardo is really making his mark. Kyle Manzardo is making his mark right now. Your thoughts on his play and then the adjustments that they've had to make in the lineup that I believe help right now.
Yeah, definitely. Manzardo's been, I think it was pretty clear he was going to be a big X factor for this club, just how they're constructed, and losing Josh Naylor's power, you know, trading that in for Carlos Santana's, defense and on base. So you needed somebody to step up in the power department, and Manzardo's done that in a big way. He's obviously, it's high swing and miss and high power, it's high, it's low batting average. I looked it up recently. I don't know if it's still true, but as of a week or two ago, it was him and Roger Maris in 1961 in terms of how low the batting average on balls in play was and how high the overall production was. Very strange profile. So he's only going to get better. I really like his swing. I really like his approach to hitting. And again, I know that comes with some growing pains here in terms of the strikeouts, but I really think that's going to be a really quality bat for them. And it's nice to see him, have both opportunities and success against same-sided pitching, from the left-hand side. So he's been huge for them. And yeah, they had to make a change up the middle. I think that was pretty obvious, but you know, it's nice when you have a guy like Daniel Schneeman. You know, last year we saw spurts of it last year, but to have him perform consistently, I mean, these are the things you need to happen on a low budget. You got to have some pleasant surprises, and whether that's sustainable or not, we shall see. But you know, him and Arias have both been terrific for them, and now they make a nice pairing up the middle.
So I was just going to ask you about right now. It's working with Gabe Arias and with Daniel Schneeman. If you want to play Angel Martinez at second, you can do that too. What do you think the possibility is that those guys actually latch onto those spots and keep them for a while?
Yeah, you know, it's almost like it doesn't matter because they'll go to the well. You know, they'll find other options. That's just what they do here. They'll churn through other guys if they have to. You have to ride what you have, and that's what they've done for the better part of the last few seasons, is cycle through young guys and try to find a formula that works that night, that week, that month, that whatever. So there, you know, when you look at Schneeman's profile, I mean, it looks pretty legit in terms of what's under the hood. Arias is maybe a little more shaky in that area, but, you know, that's a guy who was at one time identified as perhaps a cornerstone type player up the middle. So so I don't put it past him to keep it going. But again, if it doesn't, I mean, Travis Bezzana is doing great things at Double A, you know, and I think it's realistic you could see him before the end of the season. Juan Brito is hurt, and that stinks because that's a guy they really hope to turn to if need be early in the season. So that he's not an option for them until the second half, but he will probably be an option for them at some point. I never know how to pronounce his name, but Angel Janow. It doesn't matter how many times I hear his name, I seem to have trouble remembering how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Genoa?
He's another guy they like.
So isn't it Genoa? Yeah. So is that right?
Genoa. There's another guy they like up the middle. So, you know, that's a long-winded way of saying we'll see. And things change often around here, so we'll see.
Just curious, just the story is amazing to me, the Tyler Naquin story, and if he's going to be able to try to pitch. And how far do you think this thing can go? And have you been keeping your eye on it at all?
Well, I kept my eye on it from a distance. I haven't, like, you know, actually seen him in action. So I don't know. I mean, we have these novelties occasionally in baseball where guys try to take up another position, and it's rare that it does stick. You know, Anthony Gose was a pretty incredible story. I know he was optioned out to AAA roughly 500 times in a couple of years in Cleveland, but just to get to the big leagues as a pitcher as he did, and, you know, just to be a functional body is incredible. It really is. I mean, that guy was a top outfield prospect at one time. So I don't put it past Naquin. I mean, he's a great athlete, good dude, good competitor. So, sure. But have I seen him pitch? No. Do I know if it will go anywhere? I have no idea. But it would be an incredible story if he does. That's for sure.
It's fun. I think the story's fun. I hope he makes it.
Yeah.
Anthony, yeah, thank you, buddy.
That's the guy that's easy to root for sure.
Yeah, true.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, guys. Watch out for those cars.
There it is. Tell them. You too, by the way, apparently.
We'll see you guys.
Anthony Castrovince joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to give him some grief. He put something up there on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I saw it somewhere else. Right. He's walking along.
Where in the world are you getting TikTok?
Yeah, called the internet.
Where is Jeff Phelps?
He's walking along the beach.
Okay, I saw it.
Doing a selfie type thing.
Yeah, he does talking. A lot of those.
Yeah, that's great.
Meredith, Jeff's getting TikToks off the internet.
Beach.
Everyone gets their TikToks on the internet. That's where it lives.
There it is.
Oh,
thank you,
damn,
MK.
You just got dissed. Wow. Meredith, Jeff's watching TikTok.
Meredith,
we're
has
done.
My back.
It's not about it being on the internet. It's the fact that the words TikTok came
we're
out of
so done.
Jeff's mouth.
Well, see, that's a funny thing about TikTok is that you don't actually have to have the app because most people will upload everything to Instagram Reels anyway.
Mm.
So anything that you see on Instagram Reels is something that probably went viral on TikTok 6 months ago. And then those will then get posted on Reddit or Twitter or Twitter or whatever, you know, 3 months later.
It was the same day, Jeff.
I still have a hard time understanding why people feel a need to share every bit of their lives.
If you start dancing on the TikTok, we're going to have an intervention.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
That would have to be behind a paywall because I know a lot of people would pay big bucks to see that.
I can certainly understand.
Have you ever thought about getting a fans only account?
Anthony Castrovince.
What are
you talking
that's why
about,
I said
Andy?
It that way.
Oh, okay.
Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com was just with us, and Anthony brought up the middle of the infield. And
sorry, while we're cracking up.
I followed that one up with him and said, "You think this has any long term possibility?" And Anthony basically said, "Eh, if not, they'll do something else." And you know, that's the aggravating, and yet, confidence building aspect of this team. You know, I kind of wish it was just flat out, okay, we have a guy like Jose Ramirez playing shortstop.
Yeah, that's not working.
Or we got a guy like Jose Ramirez playing second base. They don't. And, you know, at the start of the year, it was Brian Rocchio and Gabe Arias over at second base. And Arias was like, all right, well, he's out of options. What the hey? Let's see what he can do. And now he's moved over and is the starting shortstop, and Schneeman's playing well. And if it doesn't work with those guys, all right, well, Martinez is going to get a chance, or maybe Rocchio comes back. Maybe Bazzana continues to get better, and he gets up here sooner rather than later. Or Brito's thumb heals up, and he's back here.
Do you think that general managers kind of like it this way? I mean, really, look at the Guardians lineup, right? Kwan, yeah, you're not really messing with what he's doing.
There are no questions there.
Ramirez, there's no questions there.
There's two. Keep going.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
And in some ways, do you think the front office...
Carlos and Manzardo, DH and first. They're both locked in.
That's still interchangeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my point is do you think that in some way, that if you're running the Guardians and you're... I don't want to say you're running it lean, but everyone knows, payroll-wise, I mean, compared to the rest of the Major League Baseball, they're running it lean, that you kind of want it that way. That it's okay that you have all these interchangeable positions. I mean,
you mean so you don't have to pay guys?
Well, not necessarily that, but you also like Bazzano. Okay, so they draft him number one overall. So you clearly know that they're trying to create a path for him to get to the majors, and probably going to be one of those guys that would fall into a spot that would be a permanent spot. But as long as you are still hiring scouts and have a scouting department and have minor leagues to fill, you're always wondering what a guy who's not in the bigs is going to look like when they get to the bigs. And if you're vested in the front office in a guy that they drafted last year in the second or third round or over the other years, you kind of want turmoil, I think, at the top of the lineup. Yes or no? You want your players that you've brought in to get the opportunity at some point to be able to play at the major league level. Now, you're not we're not the Yankees. The Yankees don't, or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, that if they want to fill a need at a spot, they're just going to go patch it up with some cash. That's not us.
You know what I think?
And that's not a lot of teams in Major League Baseball, too, that I think listen to the way we do things.
I think what they would ultimately want, Andy,
mm-hmm.
is players in pre-arbitration years to really kick butt and just say that position's mine and not give it up. That means they're economical and producing. And then when you get into the arbitration years, or if you're the Guardians, sign them before they get there, and you know, as they did with Tanner Bibee, and you know, sign them up and you take care of that and lock up some guys. I would think they would prefer that rather than having interchangeable parts and keeping your fingers crossed that whoever happens to be there is producing well enough for you to win.
Well, the other part of it is, too, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to ride the guy that has the hot hand. Let you know, stays hot for a little while, then goes cold. Okay, well, maybe we flip things around. What are we doing with Martilla? I don't know. What are we doing with Arias? I would rather have
Jose Ramirez in a slump knowing that he's going
to
come out of it.
Yeah, I would like to be able to walk in the ballpark and know what 1-9 is going to look like every day. But I don't know that that's necessarily the best thing for the Guardians front office. Dan?
I think he wants you to talk. Now.
Well, I think, am I talking blasphemy here?
No, because
saying that, that front that's offices might actually enjoy the turmoil of not having someone holding a position.
The thing is, a lot of teams, it's not just the guards. I mean, even big market teams are starting to play a little bit more with platoons and that stuff.
Yeah.
The versatility of position play is becoming a thing.
Absolutely. And so I think that's just modern baseball, is that you're going to know who, on a Friday night, you're going to know six guys that'll probably be in the lineup, maybe seven depending on the team itself. And then the other two will be some kind of a platoon that'll play whoever the starting pitcher is, and you'll see the other guy pinch hit midway through. I think that's just the way that these teams are now starting to operate. I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, more jobs, more people. Isn't that your thing? You should be going nuts on this.
Yeah, no, I also think that, if you
expand the rosters.
I'm not about expanding the roster. I think if you're a general manager, you want to be able to play chess.
Right.
You know, it's.
I'd rather play checkers knowing that I've got kings all over the board.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want that, there's a team in Los Angeles that would love to have you buy a blue shirt.
That's why I said you got to make it happen in these pre-arbitration years and then sign them up.
It's the dream situation. Like I think right now I could say, you can't say 100% on anything, 99.8% of Guardians fans would be like, Stephen Kwan, here's your 8-year deal. Please never leave us. Like, I think you could go out to say 90, maybe 85 to 90% of Guardians fans would like to go, Travis Bazzana, here's your 9-year contract. Never leave us.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I think we would all like to live in this world.
Too soon for me.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go Jackson Churio yet.
Again, you're a part of the 12% that said no, right? I said 88.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
Thanks.
Oh, anyway, but like we would all love to live in this world where you bring these guys up and then you have them in your lives for 10 to 12 years. Like, that's awesome. I wish that's how baseball worked. I wish that's how the Guardians worked. It'd be awesome that you could look at somebody and go, that guy's going to be in my life for the next 12 years. I'm going to enjoy for 12 years watching that guy be able to man, let's say, Francisco Lindor in shortstop. It would be really fun to have that. It's just not the case.
Now, the way that Andy's talking about and, you know, having the guys interchangeable and somebody gets hot, I think this stat feeds that. You know, this team right now, and they're playing good ball, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they're right there. They're one of the best records in the American League. They have only five guys hitting above 221.
You shouldn't look at average.
I know you always...
There's three 300 hitters in baseball.
I know, but that's still something.
Like, he's just...
It's still something.
Instead, I think I saw that this morning in Yahoo's newsletter that there's three guys hitting over 300.
There are only seven guys with an on-base percentage, or with an OBP, excuse me, that's over 289. Hmm. So... I mean, the offense is struggling, yet they're still doing things. And so I look at this team and I just think, man, if they could just find a couple of guys, Andy, mm-hmm. who do what you said, where it's just get hot and, you know, you're cheap, you're here, you're young, whatever you are, and you're doing the job, and because they're doing really well right now. If they could just find two or three more guys, because as you said, you got Kwan, you got Jose.
Can I correct myself real quick on something?
Yeah.
Sorry. So it is guys, this is out of Yahoo's newsletter this morning. This is guys with at least 3,000 plate appearances with a 300-plus career batting average. That's what it was. And it's Freddie Freeman, Jose Altuve, and Luis Arraez. That is it on guys that hit over 300 with 3,000 plate appearances.
And Arraez isn't hitting like he usually does, mm-hmm. but he was injured.
So, really no, there are more players than that hitting 300 this year, but that was the thing I saw on Yahoo. So my apologies. Sorry to cut you off.
It's all right. This team to me is just screaming a couple of guys really lock into something because they're playing well. And yet I think you're seeing plenty of guys on the field who aren't doing a great job. You know, they're holding down the fort. But imagine if a couple of these guys warmed up a little bit. Like, what if Nolan Jones started hitting? And Nolan right now is not swinging a great bat, but we keep hearing the metrics are good. He hits the ball hard. He's come on a little bit recently. You know, if Giancarlo Noel can be that guy. I mean, I think the team is just screaming for a couple of guys. And then look out, man, because they're playing pretty good ball right now, despite the fact that they don't have offensive players who are doing a great job.
The one thing that I find curious is it does feel like they're playing pretty good baseball right now, but yet over the last like 2.5 weeks, they've slipped from first place, and it feels like every week they're losing a game right now. For whatever, I know, don't look at the standings right now, and than that. It just feels like they're slipping.
I'll just add a little context. The Tigers are playing really good ball.
No, I know.
The Royals pitching staff has been really good. The Twins, I think, are going to... They're 11 straight?
They've won 11 straight.
Well, I think that's going to stop because I think Correa got banged up and Buxton got banged up.
They collided.
Mm-hmm. And I think both of those guys being banged up might lead to IL time, and especially with those two, their pasts, it wouldn't shock anybody if those two ended up in the IL for a period of time.
But it's still about the Tigers, right? Right now, we're going to be chasing the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Since Spencer Torkelson learned how to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, Nate did a great job sitting down with that guy and figuring out how to get the most out of him because he went from being one of the worst hitters in baseball in 22 to becoming one of the best hitters in baseball. I mean, he's killing it. Kerry Carpenter's killing it, too. And Riley Green. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that Tigers team that's finally coming to the majors.
And see, that's the difference between that team and our team. Because honestly, I think you look around the Guardians lineup and you think, okay, they're getting it done. But there are very few guys on this team who make you think, man, we got a star in the making here.
But this Guards team never went into the toilet, though.
No, which is a credit to everything, the entire organization.
Absolutely.
See, that's the point.
That Tigers team went into the toilet for a good period of time.
They were bad. But that, to me, is a credit to what this team is doing right now all the way around. I think it's impressive. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Andrew Siciliano, play-by-play for the Cleveland Browns, going to join us right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My pals Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan flying our ship today. Meredith doing 2020s, taking your phone calls, posting everything on the internet, just working like crazy, and we appreciate that. Before we get into this next thing, and it's not an outrageous golf thing, but I think it's kind of interesting. You guys are talking about what? Construction equipment?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So yesterday, or this morning, right?
It was this morning.
I was driving, and as I got on the phone with Dan, Dan started talking, and I was at a stoplight.
Were you in the crosswalk and getting hit?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was doing. Okay. Good call, Jeff. Good call. I looked over to my left, and I was sitting at this light. It's kind of a long light, and they're doing construction on this corner.
Okay.
Dan's talking, and I'm kind of mesmerized, like a little kid, you know, watching the big claw of, it was like a cat, I think is what it was, and it was just clawing dirt, and it was just picking up, you know, all
this
dirt.
You're smiling.
Oh, it was fun, man. It was just, I don't know why.
The big machine was picking up dirt.
It was an excavator, right? So the excavator is like digging into this gigantic pile of dirt and then putting it on the back of a truck and digging in. And I don't know why. I said to Dan, I go, why is that so mesmerizing for me to want to watch an excavator just pull dirt out of the ground and put it into a truck? And then you start thinking about, like, oh, you know, how cool is it sometimes when you see, I don't know, someone who's up on a crane or someone who's working a crane. And when I was watching this excavator today,
they scare me.
Well, the guys that were working at the clinic, I was driving by there a ton, and I'm like, you could not pay me to work on a crane. Like, if you had to top off the Sherwin-Williams building over there, oh my God, there's no way.
Window washers.
Window washers, man. I saw those guys downtown a couple weeks ago. I give those guys all the credit in the world. And there's a reason why those guys get paid so much to be able to run those machines. Whoever was running this excavator this morning was just flawless. It was a 10. It should be an Olympic sport. I was just watching it.
See, if only you were this passionate about, like, staying out of the crosswalk.
He was at the I'll even tell you where he was. He was at the corner of Liberty and 43 out in Solon.
Well, if you're listening,
Congratulations,
Andy Baskin.
Whoever was running that excavator
commends
this morning,
you, young man.
Man, you were you put on a show, and you don't even realize it. I was mesmerized by just the artistic work that you were doing, moving that dirt. It was so flawless.
You are smiling.
I was flawless. Why? Why is that inherent in men's DNA? I don't know. I've never had a woman say to me, "Man, I was watching an excavator the other day," and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but I've never had a conversation. I think that we were. When we were Bob the Builder or something like
big dirt,
yeah. When we were
there's
kids,
there's something about that.
I don't know what it is. I think
even
that we
like
were
those
trained
Tonka trucks we growing yes. up, the dump truck, the oh gosh, like the bulldozers, all that kind of stuff. Like I'm the same way. Like I'll see that stuff and I'll sit there and just watch it. You know, I'll watch the big cranes just pick stuff up and move them and do all that stuff and just get mesmerized by the whole thing. I don't know if it's just like inherent, male childhood. You know, like you just watch that thing and it just never leaves you how cool it is.
I will say this.
I got nothing. It's just cool.
My contribution to this will be not very much, but it's this. A lot of road construction going on in Northeast Ohio. Some big highway projects going on. I see it on 77 all the time. It does mesmerize me. It's like, guys are building a whole road, huh? You're ripping out the current road. That one always gets me. You know, all of us who are homeowners, you would think, yeah, can we patch that thing up? Nope, they're going to rip the whole thing out.
There was a thing on Instagram yesterday. It's a road in China. If it's not real, man, they totally, they psych me out on this thing. The road is like a big, it goes in a big circle. They say it goes as high as 100 stories. And what it does is it helps with the elevation through the mountains. And I watched this thing and I was like, I don't know if I could drive on that. It looked scary. It was like you were actually driving the roller coaster car when your car was going through. And the cars were kind of flying through there. And I was just like, but it was mesmerizing. It was just one of those. And they said they built this thing in like 5 months. It's in China and it's 100 stories and it's a big circle. And it takes you up an elevation and kicks you through.
That's cool.
I'll find it.
So as long as we're talking about dirt.
Did you get Fearless Leader's victory lap here?
Yeah, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, Fearless Leader, congratulations. You have one thing in common with my four-year-old watching construction equipment. You know what? At one point, Fearless Leader, I'm going to meet your wife. And when I do, I'm going to get her number. And I am going to have her rat you out for all the things that you make fun of us for. It's going to happen. And I'm reading that nonsense on the air.
As long as we're talking about dirt.
It's amazing. Stuff just doesn't build itself. Thank you. I think it's cutting on me. I don't think it's you guys. That's all right.
It's all right. We're used to that.
Again, I'm going to meet his wife, and when that happens, he's done.
There's a reason he doesn't bring her around, Dan.
Wow, there's a place where adults can actually go. One of my friends sent me this. There's a place where adults can actually go to play with big machine equipment like bulldozers, excavators.
What?
It's on his to-do list. I don't know where
it is. We know what to get Baskin for the holidays.
Oh, I'll join you. That sounds awesome.
As long as we're talking about dirt.
Yes.
As I try to make the same transition three times.
Whatever.
It's been a big subject at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in the beautiful state. It's in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's this. You ready?
Born.
They're not real pleased that they're having to play the ball where it lies on a wet course where the golf ball is picking up dirt. Now, they're not actually complaining about it. Not really complaining. In fairness, Scottie Scheffler was asked a question about it in his post-round media gathering. Is that correct, Dan? He didn't bring it up. He was asked a question.
Correct.
So, in other words, you know, the ball lands in the fairway. It's wet, and the ball gets mud on it. And Scheffler responded to the question about that this way. He said, "I'm not real happy with this." He basically came out and said, I much prefer that we can pick the ball up and clean it and place it because of the way our golf courses are constructed."
What do you mean our golf courses?
American. With overseeding and stuff like that.
Too much seeding going on there.
That was his America. Thought.
Yeah, it was a really like... It comes off like he is whining in some way, shape, or form when you read it. It really wasn't. He just answered the question, which was, you know, the way that these greens are.
It comes off bad, though.
The way that these greens are different than what you run into.
Fairways. Because you can fairways. Thank you can pick and clean on the green.
Thank you. Fairways are different than what you run into at the Open Championships or overseas and that stuff because they're used to having that much rain that the turf that's there does a better job with it. You don't run into mud balls as often as you do here for various reasons. And so he's like, look, if these are the rules that we're playing by, I will play by these rules. And that's what he said like two different times. Because these are the rules we're playing by. Me complaining about this gets us nowhere.
Yeah, which is interesting.
I think they should have to play. Who cares if there's mud? I don't care if their ball is completely covered in mud. They should have to play the ball. They should. It's the game. I mean, and look, nature is a part of the game. You know, what if you hit a branch and you catch a lucky break and it sends you towards the cup, right? I mean, so? No, I've never heard anybody complain about that.
We have.
I just remember at Muirfield, Jack Nicklaus would always just say like, because he would get mad. Obviously, it rains a lot during Memorial. Okay, we all know that, and that's been a tradition for decades now.
Build on a burial ground.
Don't say that around Jack, man. He gets really mad. But you know, he would call it clean place and cheat. You know,
cheat,
because you could elevate the ball from a better lie than what you were before. So it just if they're professionals, so what if they got it? Oh, God forbid, a professional ends under par or over par to win an event. Everyone's got to play by the same conditions out there. Sorry.
We have the PGA Championship on the television here in the studio. This one gets me every time, guys. I know these fellas are the best players in the world. We all know that. Somebody, I didn't even see who it was, had a ball in the rough, and he was going to try and put it back in the fairway. But ahead of him, and not too far ahead of him, was a really, really big round tree. I mean, it was a very big old tree, and there were people lined up, like by that tree. Ugh. But he's going left of the tree.
Yeah,
there's some dude standing right next to the tree. This guy hit his shot,
mm-hmm.
and it was about head high.
Yeah,
and it hit the tree. He missed this dude, but this guy standing there, like, hey. I'm standing in front of a guy going to hit a golf ball. He's really good, so he won't hit me. It was within like 4 feet of knocking this guy senseless.
I've got some news, gentlemen. One sec.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
News courtesy of the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch for tonight's Reds-Guardians game has been changed to 5:10 due to the forecast in Cincinnati. Tickets purchased for tonight's game originally scheduled to start at 6:40 are still valid for the game, of course, now scheduled. You can get tickets as well. But the game, the ball game for the Guardians versus the Reds down at the Great American Small Park is now at 5:10.
What are you saying about their ballpark?
It's tiny.
It makes up for the giant place that they played before. Have you ever noticed that teams go from gigantic stadiums to small stadiums or small stadiums to gigantic stadiums?
You should see that ballpark gives up a lot of home runs. It is a small ballpark.
I didn't think that. It didn't feel much smaller than ours. I don't know. Do you, Jeff? I don't really think of it as. Yeah. I think about the same.
Hey, the way they're yanking seats out of our ballpark over the years. Next renovation, you're going to be able to seat 1,400 people in there.
That's not right, man. That's not right.
Thanks a lot. Right. I appreciate that.
So they're moving the game up half hour? No, 50 minutes, 5-0, right?
Yeah. No, it's more than that.
Well, from 6:40 to 5:10, right? Yeah. So
it's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
significant.
That's bad for if you're a fan driving down from Cleveland.
Probably isn't good for TV either.
That's a good point, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now all of a sudden those crews have got to get ready faster.
There you go.
Hmm.
It's always scared me, actually. It's like you in the crosswalk. How these people stand in front of guys hitting golf balls. Like even at 18 at the Masters, you know, that beautiful shot where it's the shoot off the 18th tee out to the fairway and people are lining it like crazy. I remember it was the U.S. Open one year. Tom Kite yanked a tee shot low and left and it clobbered somebody.
I don't know why people think that golf ball is not going to hit him.
I don't know.
I'm just watching it on TV. No,
did you just see what happened just now?
Yeah.
Somebody put one in the rough off the tee.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because people just, I know they want a good, I know, they want to go see close up where the guy is going to hit from so they get a good spot. But people run to the golf ball, point at it, look at it, you know, like it's some Martian that just landed on the planet.
It's insane.
It's weird. Do.
I did see there was a person of age with osteoporosis that was working for the tour itself.
Are you a doctor?
I'm just trying to be nice. And this person was like trying to put their arms out to protect the ball.
Stay away from the ball.
And it was like yelling at people.
It might have mud. We can't touch it.
Don't touch that. They got to play through.
Golf's a fun game, isn't it?
I wonder how I would have described that 15 years ago, much differently.
I do hate the fact that golf courses are disappearing around, certainly around our area. Price of land and the price of maintaining a golf course, cost prohibitive. Andrew Siciliano calls the play-by-play on the Browns Radio Network. He's a buddy of ours, and he's joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.